This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, September the 20th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
According to a phase 2 trial, pre-symptomatic infants treated with Spinraza are able to hit motor milestones that are otherwise unachievable in the natural progression of SMA. All treated children are able to sit without support and most can walk unassisted. The results were presented at the recent Cure SMA annual SMA conference in Anaheim, California, as well as in Oslo, Norway at the 5th Congress of the European Academy of Neurology. The open-label NURTURE study includes 25 patients. They were treated earlier than 6 weeks of age and before having any symptoms. These newborns were most likely to develop SMA type 1 or type 2, as they had two or three copies of the SMN2 gene. Every 4 months, all have been receiving Biogen Spinraza via the spinal canal. In SMA's disease progression, a patient with type 1 is unable to sit independently at 3 years of age, and those with type 2 need assistance to do so. These patients are also never able to walk. However, 88% of infants treated with Spinraza in the trial can walk unassisted and most in a normal time frame as of March 2019. Patients with two copies of the SMN2 gene are sitting, standing, walking, and more. As well, no infant in the study has required permanent ventilation. Data also revealed that all 25 patients were able to swallow. The NURTURE trial is expected to be completed by January 2022. These results demonstrate the impact of proactive treatment on changing the natural course of the disease. They're seeing an extensive number of patients continually meeting child motor development milestones. They're making unprecedented gains in a previously hopeless and often fatal condition. Spinraza is setting patients on a path towards survival, greater mobility, and independence. Motor function, as assessed via the CHOP INTEND score, revealed that the toddlers were approaching the maximum mean score of 64. This was regardless of the number of SMN2 copies they had. Of note, SMA type 1 infant average baseline scores are 20 to 22. Overall, Spinraza has shown long-term efficacy, with no loss of motor function happening. It's also been shown to be safe after up to nearly 4 years of treatment. Spinraza is available in more than 40 countries, and it remains the only treatment option for SMA patients that are older than 2. It was originally approved by the US FDA in December 2016. It works by increasing the ability of the SMN2 gene to produce a full-length and functional SMN protein. This protein is key for the health of motor nerve cells. According to Biogen, more than 7,500 patients have been treated with Spinraza for up to 6 years. This includes commercial use patients, those in an expanded access program, and clinical trial participants. At the two meetings, Biogen also presented updates from the SHINE extension study, as well as an analysis in older patients. In addition, the company provided new data on a potential biomarker for SMA. It's called phosphorylated neurofilament heavy chain, and it's a key component of motor neurons.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Development Manager, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Hey everyone, I hope you all had a great week. Today, I just wanted to talk about some of the trending topics in the SMA News Today forums. If you haven't already registered for our forums, I highly encourage you to do so, as we have a wide range of discussions going on there. First off, in Alyssa Silva's latest column, she writes about the hardships of when a caregiver leaves. This topic can be found in the Adults with SMA forum, and if you've ever been in this situation, it's a great discussion to take part in. We all know that losing a caregiver can be tough, and it helps to talk about this kind of thing with other people in the SMA community. Also in Adults with SMA, one of our users asked a question about whether or not Medicare covers Spinraza. If you'd like to learn more about this, please go to the Adults with SMA forum and click on this discussion. I think you'll find some great answers if you are in the process of trying to get medical coverage for Spinraza. Finally, in the latest episode of the SMA News Today podcast, I talked with Kyle Harris from San Diego, California. Kyle is a junior at UCSD and studying cognitive science. We had a really great discussion about things like college, independence, and accessibility in the modern world, and I hope you'll check that out. I have the topic here in the Going to College When You Have SMA forum, and you can also listen to the podcast on any of our platforms, such as Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, and more. That's all I have for today. Again, I hope you all register for the SMA News Today forums and join in on many of the great discussions we have there. Hope you all have a great weekend, and I'll see you all soon. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Development Manager for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.